Great to be with you once again for NBL Now. These are our special marketplace editions as we profile and highlight everything happening during free agency. There is still so much going on right now. Some signings that have landed that are very, very interesting. But it's time to start to dig a little bit deeper. And we'll talk to all of our teams, talk about what they've done so far and what they are planning to do for the remainder of free agency as we head towards NBL 25. And we start with the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix. This is a very familiar voice to us here on the marketplace and to NBL fans. He is now the general manager of basketball operations, and his name is Simon Mitchell. Simon, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jack. Appreciate you having me. Different circumstances than last year.
I'm tipping that you didn't need to punch into Google Maps where to go for the Phoenix office.
It's a little different than when I was last here. 12 months is a long time. The $130 million facelift, I get lost in the place. So, I do need Google Maps.
Is it nice to be back, though, in all seriousness? I know how much the Phoenix means to you, and the inaugural coach is something that you will always be for this team. But to be back in a bit of a different role, but around the same team again, is it nice to be back?
Oh, for sure. You know, I really enjoy my 12 months out of basketball, working in other endeavours in the sporting industry. But the opportunity to work with the front office here, Tommy, Rowan Short, and settle up next to my old mate, Mike Kelly. Great. It's good to be back in basketball and happy to be back at the Phoenix.
So without having to run through the job description from top to bottom, what sort of areas are you playing in now for the Phoenix?
Okay, I guess my role is really just overseeing the performance program. I'll be working closely with the coaching staff and the high performance manager and just ensuring that the Phoenix front office are providing our leaders within the performance program everything that they need to succeed.
Watching the Phoenix so far, I mean, when we put together the depth charts for the Marketplace show on Monday, our live show, there's a lot of gaps, obviously, as well. So there's a fair bit of work for you to be done. Talk to us about Nathan Sobey first and foremost, because it's no doubt one of, if not the biggest signings during free agency so far. Did it come together pretty quickly?
It was a little surprising, but it did come together quickly. Obviously, being a Victorian boy from Warrnambool, when I guess his change of state in Brisbane happened and he wanted to come home, obviously it was, he called upon us. His management did, and it was just a very quick transition from there. He's someone that we coveted several years ago in my first year as head coach. Mm-hmm. Actually tried to get Sobes into the building, and whilst it's a few years later, we're really welcoming him and really happy to have him here.
Did you have any indication prior that there may have been a chance that there'd be a parting of ways between Brisbane and Nathan?
No, not really. I mean, you hear whispers about, rumours here, there and everywhere, but they'd kind of quietened down up until that point in regards to Sobes and Brisbane. And, obviously he came away with the MVP the night before it all happened. So, from an appearance standpoint, things were on schedule there in Brisbane. But, you get a talent like Nathan Sobey available to you, and we wanted to consciously improve our Australian or local stocks. When a talent like Nathan Sobey becomes available, you got to snap it up quickly, and we're really happy to have him here.
I must admit, at first, it kind of felt like an amicable splitting between Nathan and the Brisbane Bullets. It probably hasn't turned out that way with some commentary in the last couple of weeks. Does he feel like he's got a bit of a point to prove now? Has he got a bit of a chip on his shoulder?
Jack, you've been watching Nathan for a number of years now, mate. He always has a point to prove when he gets out on the floor, which is one of the things that we really like about him, that he does have that. He plays with that edge. We feel like this team needs a little bit more edge and a little bit more personality and some toughness, and he brings that. He's very brave when he enters the keyway, getting himself on the rim and getting himself to the free throw line. He doesn't worry about his personal safety. From that standpoint, he's bringing some of the aspects that we're really looking for in our players. In regards to how things wound up with Brisbane, I think it's probably been overstated a little bit. I think I understand what Justin was trying to convey, that it's a new era up there and they're starting from scratch to a degree. Nathan's a winner and wants to win, and perhaps, Nathan and the club maybe see that him winning can happen easier for him elsewhere, and they can get close to where they want to be as well. So, Yeah, look, he's a high-level talent. Happy to have him here, and he's going to do great things for the Phoenix.
The word edge, I've heard the Phoenix use this a few times, which is really interesting. When I think edge with a capital E, I think Angus Glover. I'm an unabashed Angus Glover fan. I'm tipping you were pretty proactive and pretty quick to try and lock him away when he became available.
Yeah, no, you talk about edge. Look, I know during the finals 2 years ago, I made a little bit of a joke about him, you know, Dermot Brereton playing for the Sydney Kings that run around with punctured lungs. And a bit like yourself, I'm an unabashed Angus Glover fan. Love his grit, his toughness. I mean, he's been through a lot in regards to his health earlier in his career. And that's really the steel within him to get through those setbacks. And then, you know, go 3 years on the trot with great health and great performance. It says a lot about the man. It says a lot about what we want in this club. And, yeah, as soon as his name was – I put a big circle around that name when you heard the whispers that, you know, things maybe weren't going ahead with him in Sydney.
Yeah, the most recent news is Jordan Hunter. That's been released. We're recording on Friday morning. That's been released in the last 24 hours or so. Firstly, to the – signing, I mean, again, there'll be some Sydney Kings fans that are pretty unhappy that he's not coming back to the Harbour City next season. But you start to look at Angus Glover coming in, Sobey coming in. We'll talk about Mitch Creek in a moment. Jordy Hunter is an Australian big. Like, they're worth their weight in gold, aren't they, those types of guys?
For sure. And specifically, his skill set are exactly what we're looking for. I mean, he's an elite pick and roll guy at the offensive end. But more importantly for us, his rim protection. His wall ups around, his disruption at in the paint, are things that we've never had to the level that he brings at Southeast Melbourne since our inaugural season. So we've been waiting on a talent like that, and it's been great to come this getaway this week and for having had secured it. And another good guy, and you know, Sydney Kings fans who are maybe, you know, going to miss him in Angus, we'll maybe organise some sort of membership deal for you up there.
First game between the Kings and the Phoenix might be interesting all of a sudden. But the question I have, I guess, is on Geordie's status in the Asia out. I'm sure you've been asked this already, Simon, but it has been reported that that's part of the contract. Is that a concern at all?
Well, it's been widely reported. Well done, Olgan, getting hold of this information. But look, it's far more common than people realise. And it's something that, yeah, we'll build contingencies around. But at the same time, you know, with our conversations with Geordie, we're really comfortable that that he's playing for us. And, yeah, as I said, like these things are this one that's been widely talked about, but it's far more common than people realise in regards to contracting and player outs.
Now we're starting to see the depth chart take a bit of shape, and I'm sure there's some other moves as well that are happening in the background right now. But the import slots are all available. Have you got some sort of idea now that you're starting to flesh it out of the type of import that you're looking at, Simon?
Yeah, I think we need to improve our shooting from last year. And you know, Sobey's a prolific scorer, and Angus Glover's been a great shooter. But I still feel like that we need to improve our shooting on the perimeter. So we've got a three spot there that we're probably going to plug an import into. We don't have the Australian that we were looking for at that spot just at the moment. So, yeah, we'll probably go venture into the import market at that three position. We want a knockdown guy who plays defense, someone who's athletic, brings lots of energy, and has a little edge about them, Jack.
Now there's that word again, edge. We're hearing it more and more. The import, the point guard spot, I should say, at the moment, I think of the Phoenix and the teams that you coach as well, there was always that point guard position that was an import. Is that still the plan at this stage?
It's potentially a plan. You know,
to depend on someone else's decision?
It could definitely depend on someone else's decision. Look, I think it's been widely reported that we're in the Will McDowell-White stakes. He's someone we have tremendous interest in. He's a great talent. The way he can run a team, we feel like we're putting in place the people around someone that we're, or people around him, if he was to come here, that would really bring out the best in what his talents are. His vision to find people in corners off the pick and roll in the middle of the cylinder is exemplary, and you know, we feel like we're plugging in the talent that would really sort of shine a spotlight on what he can bring to the table. Now, if we're not to go down that road, then we'll probably go the more traditional American point guard direction.
Will's got TBC on his Instagram account at the moment for his location. We're all trying to work out what's going on. And I know that Will will probably listen to this because he's been consuming everything, but he's just playing with us right now. Have you got any sort of indication as to when he might look to make a decision, or are we all just waiting?
No, look, I think that's up to him and his management and his family. We're not going to push him or rush him. I think he and his management know exactly how we feel about his talents, but I'm sure that other clubs feel just as highly about someone who's been so blessed with skill. We've got lots of other positions to work through. So our focus is elsewhere whilst he makes his decisions.
Spoke before about the depth chart and how, I guess, blank it was at the start, which is exciting in some respects because it does give you a bit of a blank canvas. Is this a bit of a reset now for the Phoenix? You've gone in a direction for a while. Is this the second coming, if you want to use that term, or I can't think of a better one right now, but are we seeing a little reset here?
I think it's fair to say it. I mean, dealt with far more blanks than we've got currently. First year, obviously, we didn't have an office, a laptop, or let alone players. We've got a few blank spots at the moment, but we certainly have plans and contingencies to those plans in place. It's all about letting the dominoes fall. I feel like that what we're trying to build here is maybe a little bit different than what we've had in the past. I think even last year with Mike coming in and a couple of our foundation players in Dane Pinot and Kyle Adnam leaving the club, the transition's already begun. So this is more of a year two of that transition. I think it's certainly going to be a very different looking Phoenix team and a different focus.
Lastly, Mitch Creek, he's overseas at the moment. I know that Nathan Sobey's spoken about the desire to play with Mitch and get the Adelaide 36ers connection back again. Have you spoken to him lately? And what are his intentions, I guess, in the offseason?
Yeah, no, I'm in regular contact with Mitch. He's just in between regular season and the start, beginning of the playoffs over in the CBA. He's enjoying his time in Xinjiang. A little different. It's way up. It's actually a completely different club than every other club in the CBA. It's near no other club. It's very isolated up there, but, it gives him plenty of time to focus on his body and his health and basketball. So he's in a pretty good place at the moment. He's enjoying his hoops. He's not playing a lot, but when given the opportunities, he's keeping the stats man ready. He's plodding along really well, and they're going to make a pretty deep run, I think, into the CBA finals.
It looks that way, doesn't it? Even though Mitch isn't playing a lot, are you expecting that he's lining up round one for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, I'll go back to what we said before in regards to contracts. Yeah, there's been a fair bit made of it through social media and some rumours being started, but Mitch has always had these outs, and again, many, many players do. It just seems to have swamped the media, and Mitch has come out and spoken about it as well. So, yeah, it is where it is. And having said that, if he does some absolutely wonderful things in these Chinese playoffs, then who knows? And certainly he would we'd be getting our blessing if great financial windfalls were to come his way. But at this point in time, we certainly have our plans set around Mitch Creek being a cornerstone of the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix going into the 24-25.
Well, it is a blank canvas, which is some fun for someone like you in your position, Simon, because you can play around and put in all of the pieces, hopefully, that you get. Thanks for joining us today, and thanks for your honesty on a lot of subjects. There's been a lot of talk about some things, and I reckon we cleared some of them up. And I think we're all watching with interest to see what you're building.
No worries, Jack. Appreciate the time, and looking forward to the rest of the free agency period, filling out this roster.